Researchers used GPS data from dozens of elk collared by the Southern Ute Tribe in southwestern Colorado. They analyzed their current migration patterns and projected how they will look in 2050 as temperatures rise and precipitation declines. They also considered continued growth and development and the traffic that comes along with it. They found elk could be more spread out in the winters as snowpacks shrink, and in the summers, herds could be more compacted as their range is cut by about half. That means new wildlife crossings, like bridges and tunnels, will be needed, says Caitlin Littlefield. She's with Conservation Science Partners and the study's lead author.
Wildlife crossings can enable continued access to new or expanding ranges, or continued access to resources like, say, forage that's shifting in time and space.
Littlefield says the study shows state and federal agencies the need to invest in wildlife crossings that consider the climate's impact on animal movements. For National Native News, I'm Caleb Radel.